Tell me about being diagnosed with diabetes.
I was diagnosed in November 1979. I was at that time working for H.J. Heinz Company still, and it caused me to reconsider my position. I was told I could not work abroad again for H.J. Heinz Company, which rather changed my outlook on life. So I felt it was time to move on. I was actually, because I was living in Birmingham and working in London, I was doing 5 days in London and living in Birmingham at the weekends. I actually went to the doctors in Birmingham. It wasn't actually my GP I saw my wife's GP. And I was admitted, I was asked to go along to the casualty department at the Queen Elizabeth Hospital. I went on a Saturday and he said, oh, you better go straight into hospital. And my comment was, why go straight into hospital today? Because nothing's going to happen until Monday. So I came in on Monday morning and had my weekend. It was a bit of a shock to me to have that situation, although in my mind, in my heart of hearts, I knew I had diabetes because of the symptoms.
How long had you had the symptoms?
Oh, for several weeks. Basically, I was drinking colossal amounts of water, so much so that I didn't get any sleep because I was constantly up drinking water and getting rid of it. I don't think I used to sleep more than about an hour before I was up and thirsty again at the end. So it became quite a strain.
And when you say in your heart of hearts you knew you had diabetes, what did you know about diabetes at that stage?
Not a great deal, really. I knew it was due to high, well, it caused high blood sugars. I knew it was due to pancreatic problems, lack of insulin. That's about as much as I knew. Unfortunately, I found out a lot more because I knew how to go to the medical school library when I was in Queen Elizabeth. And I did not please the medical staff very much by going there every day and reading up on it, because they found it a bit of a problem to talk to me. So I became a bit of a diabetic bore, I suppose, in the early days.
Had anyone in your family had diabetes?
No, I was the first person that was ever known about. Nobody had or has had diabetes since.
Why did you need a whole week in hospital?
Basically, to bring your blood sugar down from a high level.